To Oklahoma now, where the oil and gas industry spends millions to shape the science lessons used in nearly every school district. Joe Wirtz of State Impact Oklahoma teamed up with the Center for Public Integrity and has our report.
It's a Saturday at Choctaw High School, but for hundreds of Oklahoma teachers, this training class is in session. Carrie Miller DeBoer perches atop a stool, monitoring a pair of soda bottles linked with a small length of thin plastic tubing.
We are working on tertiary oil extraction.
The contraption teaches chemistry fundamentals and mimics enhanced oil recovery.
Oh, I love it. And my students will be so excited.
DeBoer is among 14,000 teachers in Oklahoma trained to instruct a K-12 education curriculum funded by the oil and gas industry.
We were founded in 1993 at the request of the petroleum industry. At the time, we were strictly well site restoration.
Dara McBee is communications director with the Oklahoma Energy Resources Board, which created the education program. The lesson plans have been used in Kansas and the overall model pitched to at least five other states. The curriculum centers on teaching kids math and science through oil-centric lessons and labs, from calculating the mileage of tanker trucks to the slope of pipelines.
Half of our budget's restoration, half is education.
Since the mid-90s, the Energy Board has spent $40 million on the education program. But an investigation by the Center for Public Integrity and State Impact reveals a blurry line between industry promotion and education. The Energy Board is funded by oil and gas taxes. Its education director does not have a background in education or science. Documents show educators had some role in creating the plans, but it's unclear how the lessons are written and updated each year.
I give them credit for basically being honest.
Charles Anderson is a professor at Michigan State University who studies environmental literacy and develops curricula. He says the Oklahoma lessons are blatantly pro-energy, but do not appear to deliberately distort science. Still, Anderson says the curriculum has a big omission: climate change.
It's only half the story, and so they are clearly leaving out some very important scientific ideas that are very much part of the next generation science standards.
The local chapter of the Sierra Club is asking the state to include lessons about climate change and renewable energy. This kind of industry involvement in public education is nothing new. The American Petroleum Institute funded pro-fossil fuel films for classrooms in the 60s and again in the 90s. These days, Oklahoma kids learn about the oil industry's importance through characters like Petro Pete, who wakes up from a terrible dream.
His toothbrush and comb are missing. Pete shakes his head and doesn't know what to do.
It turns out there's no oil in his dream.
Having no petroleum is like a nightmare.
I was a little bit concerned the first time because I thought I was going to be influencing my kids one way or the other. Mm-hmm.
That's sixth grade science teacher Melinda Anderson. She's not an Oklahoma native, and at first she was hesitant to adopt lesson plans funded by the unfamiliar energy industry.
And it's a non-biased curriculum that is informational.
Plus, once Anderson and other teachers complete the energy education training, the board pays for field trips, as long as the destination is focused on oil.
And the kids get so excited to shout all the information they know that they've learned from all the activities.
Another bonus, a heavy plastic tub stuffed with $1,200 worth of supplies and lab equipment. Prized material in one of the most cash-strapped school systems in the country. For NPR News, I'm Joe Wirtz in Oklahoma City.